Storm and Norman and 1010. Stick around on 2SCR 107.3.
To my right is a man who thinks spending a night in an airport storeroom is a brilliant new Airbnb fad. It's Mick Radojkovic.
And you get delivered food to you on those little carts. They come and bring you airport food.
Oh, but I think it's like a...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Is this relevant to a story or something?
Yeah, there was a kid who had nowhere to stay, and they put him into a storeroom.
Really?
At an airport, yeah, what? Overnight, because they couldn't get him onto another flight, and he was flying by himself.
Whoa. I'm sure they made it comfortable. Wait, aren't there hotels at the airports? Like, surely.
It was all booked out. It was in Melbourne, I think, because they had the Formula One on, and there was just nowhere they could put
that
him.
That is messed up.
What about, like, the couch in the staff room? Wouldn't that be better?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there you go. Now I understand your introduction.
There you go. You got to, like, listen to the news through the week so you get
my gosh.
What's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know where you get your news from.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, tune into the Vulture's Nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. Good shout out, too.
Thank you.
I should introduce you. And filling
nah,
in.
Don't.
No? Okay.
Nah,
we'll just sit here in silence. And filling in for Gav while she is benched this week, it's Mick Radojkovic's pointless partner, Karina Taite.
Yes. What a pointless partner you are.
Oh.
He was so
I
happy.
Was like so happy for himself. A second there. And then now I'm not. And also current comedy correspondent that we've just made that up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that what you're calling yourselves now?
It's our new our new partnership on Wednesday Drive. You got to tune in. You got to listen to Wednesday Drive to know this, Joel.
During the week.
During
you need
the
to
week.
Listen to these things, Joel.
Yes.
Hey, T, good to have you back.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to be back, guys.
Yes,
we've missed you.
Yeah,
we've missed you.
She looks legit.
We've missed you.
We have. You've been away. You've been in Adelaide doing
stuff. Yeah, down at Adelaide Fringe, doing some radio stuff. I'm like a proper radio person now.
Have you got qualifications?
Not yet. So I may or may not have dropped out early, but I will have soon. I will have soon.
Okay.
When that fake tea finishes, of course, and sends you the paperwork.
I outsourced. Tea, you look different this week. No.
No.
No. No.
How are your sporting weeks?
You go, T. What's your have you been doing anything sporty? Like playing?
No, I managed to sprain my ankle, though.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just saw you.
That was yesterday as well. When I strained my ankle.
Oh.
Coming home from CrossFit, I went to... Can I just say, Randwick Council, get your lights sorted out. Get your lights sorted out and get your footpath sorted out. And I won't keep...
Is it like a dodgy footpath?
Yes. And then I didn't... Because you know how it's like when it's like dirt and you kind of... It looks flat and I just... Again, please more lights and could you? Like, just
you weren't looking at your phone at the time?
100% wasn't.
Oh,
no,
well, there you
no,
go.
I was just.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time. I used to, like, if it was like a little rock,
yep.
I'll roll my ankle on it. I used to have
an. Oh, wow.
I'll do a little roll, but this was like a proper.
Yeah. How much does it hurt? So much.
It's okay, but it's not great.
No, when it happens, it's like.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was thinking I was going to have to call someone to get me 10 metres up the road because I was like, and I was trying not to, and there were people looking at me and watching, and I was like, oh, my God, this hurts so much. What am I going to get home? Yeah, it was bad. It was embarrassing.
Nah.
No one cared.
But are you feeling better now? Or at least a little bit better.
A little bit better. It's sore tonight, though. But I just want to get back and do exercise again. It's annoying.
But exercise injures you. I've learned that now. I'm, 40 plus. It just, once you get that age, exercising just hurts you.
Old man Reykjavik.
Did you call me Reykjavik?
I don't know. I never know your name.
I'm not the capital of Iceland.
Oh, you know. Okay, sorry.
Can you say his last name?
Radojkovic?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
When you try. You get a point.
Thank you.
My sporting week has been non-existent again. I've been very slack doing anything that even resembles exercise or sport.
How about the no swimming?
No.
You haven't done any swimming?
No swimming.
You've been watching sport, though, because I watched some with you.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I can watch sport. That exercises my elbow and my beer drinking hand.
The heart rate got up a little bit after during the game.
Well, we'll discuss that later. But I know. Yes, indeed. That was a really good segue if you jumped onto it. Good start. No, we've got that whole segment to come. This is the part where we don't talk about sport.
Yeah. This is the first 20 minutes of the show where there's no sport at all.
I thought it was the whole first 30 minutes of the show.
Pretty much.
It's actually, I'm still trying to weasel my way into a team. This has been going on for a while, trying to get back into AFL 9s. And I don't know. The team just sort of dissolved. And there's other teams I can join, but I just haven't put myself out there.
What night? So I'll join.
Monday night. Joel played too once. You can't do Mondays?
I played a couple of nights.
Yeah.
And they asked me back.
Did they?
I'm just hanging for the Community Cup training to start.
I'm so hanging out for Community Cup.
And you're here.
I know. It's good. August and I'm ready now.
And Joel, you're going to play?
You're going to play for the other... Oh, so controversy.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to get me in more trouble. My membership towards the Whalers team is on the rocks due to our partnership.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, really, you're not a musician.
I mean...
You're more media than a musician.
Wait, did you play for the Whalers?
Yes, and I am Whalers to the end.
No, you should swap. Come to the Sailors.
I'm not swapping.
We'll have you.
My name would be Dirt.
No, they've done it before. People have swapped before. That's a really good...
I'm almost being kicked out of the Whalers now anyway.
Yes. What are your music credentials?
A performance, I believe, is the correct
term. Oh, is it?
Performance, of which I am stand-up comedian. So.
No, that is so loose. Do you know how many comedians / radio presenters are in the Sailors and not the Whalers?
Oh, too many.
You should be in the Sailors. Come. One of us.
No. Two winnings and two years winning. No.
Well, you can be our mole. No, you won't.
This is all being live and recorded and broadcast.
Okay, we'll change the subject.
Thank you.
If that will make you happy. what was I going to change the subject to?
I don't know, Joel.
No, I've forgotten. Oh. Damn, not good for radio when you forget things. we're talking about you. Because I've actually asked you this week if you were interested in joining a new team.
Oh, you did? That's right. Yes. On a Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
What team?
But it's like a different...
You can join 2T if you want.
Different sport every week.
Well, we're not sure yet. It's either going to be different sport every week or it's going to be dodgeball.
Okay, dodgeball team puns right now. Go. I know someone who would like that. Oh, my God, I've been waiting to play dodgeball for so long.
There you go.
It's actually quite serious.
I've played it once or twice.
Well, that's the thing. I played for many seasons.
Wait, this isn't the trampoline
one? No, but I think it's just regular dodgeball.
I do love the trampoline.
No, I don't want to do
but
trampoline.
But I do love dodgeball. Like, it's pretty
but
serious.
But you've really got to, like, warm up.
You do, absolutely. Because I played for a long time and I still would get sore, especially in my elbow.
It hurts.
Around the elbow area.
Yeah,
quite painful.
You need to. It is very important to get your dodgeball team name like, like good, like Dirty Dodgers or like Beastie Balls.
Yes,
the Artful Dodgers.
Wait, I've got a list. Where did this come from?
Boulder Dash. It's a thing.
Jeez, you're quick.
It is a thing. Don't stop ballering.
Dodgy dudes.
We could be. I want to be a. I wish I was a baller.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So if you'd recorded my beautiful singing since I'm in the Whalers team, you would know.
Well, while you guys are both looking at your phones.
No. We're just coming up with dodgeball team names.
Yeah,
I'm in if the team name is good. I'm like, I will drop everything else I do on a Wednesday night and there's quite a few.
But I'm not sure if we're playing dodgeball yet or doing a mixed
thing. I like the idea of playing a different sport. Is it like chess 1 week and then...
I don't think it's chess.
Starts.
Snooker. No, I think so 1 week would be dodgeball, 1 week might be touch.
Netball.
Yeah.
This sounds fun. So who runs this?
Someone. I'm not sure. Someone else is organising this for me.
Good promoting. Good information.
I'm not trying to promote.
Anyway, I'm in.
Not even doing it yet.
I'm in.
Okay, mix in tea?
Potentially.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So this week, I'm
Could
so glad everyone listened to us sorting out our Wednesday evenings. This week, I bought a bike. What? I went out and bought
a bicycle.
A bicycle, yes. Not a motorbike.
Yeah.
Please tell me, how did you choose this bicycle?
I looked at it online and thought, I like that one, and went and bought it.
Oh, they're really personal. You've got to ride them to find out if they fit, you know, if you feel like...
Well, them. I fit on it.
Yeah. Why are you making buying a bike sound so
dodgy? It's a big deal. No, I've bought many bikes over the years, and you get the wrong bike.
No, it's not tandem.
I know, it's a good way to... I mean, it's positive thinking, obviously.
Hey, not if you're always on it by yourself.
You want a ride? I've got my ride outside.
The thing is, I'd probably get on a tandem bike pretty quickly.
Really?
Because I've never been on one.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
It would be... It could go one of either. Either someone's going to really love it, or someone's going to be like, you are a weirdo. So, anyway.
Do you have a helmet?
Yes, I bought a helmet as well.
Because apparently you have to, or you get fined lots of money, which I reckon is ridiculous.
Well, it's been like that in New Zealand for ages. England, you still don't have to. It's weird, like hardly anyone does.
Or America.
Or America. Yeah. Well, that's not really a big loss, is it?
Oh, hello to our American listeners. Oh,
sorry.
Well, good on you, riding bikes. Hope you don't die. I mean, Sydney traffic's pretty savage.
Please be careful, Joel.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like to ride on the road. Uh-huh. I'm all about riding on the footpath. Thank you very much.
You know it's illegal to ride a bicycle on the footpath.
Since when?
Since forever.
So where am I meant to ride?
On the road.
In my house.
Or a specified bike path.
But what do you guys do? Like, it's so hard to... There's just times when it's, like, too dangerous in the road.
Exactly.
And then it's, like, the footpath's right
there. This is why I gave up riding a bike in Sydney.
In Sydney. And I can't repeat what I was yelled at one day by a cyclist.
Well, if you see T's show...
If you see my stand-up comedy, you'll see my joke about cyclists in Sydney.
Okay. Like,
which you are now one of them, so...
No, I'm not. I just have a bike.
So what did you got it for?
To ride.
What did you got it for? What did you get it for?
What did you got it, man?
What you got it for? Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
So I
That's
can
good radio.
Be good to the environment.
But you're not going to use it.
And my heart.
And your heart.
No, I'm going to use it. I'm going to ride to work.
Just ride around. Ride to work.
Ride around Sydney Park if you don't. Because
Centennial Park. Oh, Sydney Park's okay. Well, you know what? Here's a promotion. You can go down and work on your traffic skills on on the little mini children's bike riding park. Mm-hmm, but make sure, Joel, you graduate from there before you get into the real big road, okay?
I will.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Should Mick and I come down and make sure you're okay to...
If you want. I mean, you can both take... You can take a training wheel off each.
Okay.
How's that?
Fantastic. We should video this.
Not going to happen. Okay. I guess we can talk sport now. Yeah. It's about that time. We should have like a sting, like sport.
You just did it.
Just record that
and it'll be here for next week.
That was really good.
Sport. And now it's time for sports.
That's really good. Yeah, so let him do that again.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was either.
No, it was a little sting, as I say.
On the show, Mick. Hello. Good to be.
Oh, you still had these little things.
Good job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't hear last week, T.
Where's mine?
T.
What do you mean, oh?
Well, I
was
get
there too. It took both of us to get through that.
I know.
That's why we each have our own pointless trophies.
Really? You got a trophy?
Yes, of course.
Gold. Not gold. See-through glass thing.
How did you get gold and see-through mixed up?
No. It starts with G. Glass. I meant glass. But... Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can I go now and talk?
Sorry.
What is that?
He's just playing with the jingle bloody thing.
I'll stop. Okay. Let's talk a bit of sport. Sport. NRL. So round one, it happened. We've seen it.
Round one.
Mikasaurus was very excited.
It's the best time of the year. Well, like I said, before the season starts, no disappointment. You don't know, it's a clean slate. It's all exciting. You don't know how everyone's going to go.
Yes.
But last year, Parramatta lost their first six games of the year.
They did.
They won their first one.
They
this
did.
Week.
Congratulations. Oh,
so how about you?
How about me?
Your Tigers.
Tigers won as well.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Absolutely.
And
who's back at the Tigers?
Who's back?
Yeah.
Benji?
What do you mean?
Benji's back.
Robbie Farah? Well,
yeah, they were back last year.
So, but they seem to be on
Robbie
fire.
Was halfway
were they on fire this game?
Robbie had a good game.
Who impressed you, Joel?
Okay, well, a lot of people. Did you see the Cowboys game?
Yes.
Jason Tomalolo.
Yeah.
What a beast!
Yeah. Had an absolutely screamer of a match.
300 metres he ran.
Plus, 300 plus, like plus, 301.
About that.
Like, plus one.
Which is the most for him ever. It's one of the most, it's like a huge number to run 300 metres with the ball in a game.
Yeah.
And his previous best was 283, which again is no
amazing
terrible thing. But yeah, 300 metres in a game is impressive, especially for a forward. He had a fantastic game for the Cowboys. The Cowboys, of course, beat St. George. Melbourne seemed to really not struggle without Billy Slater.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. So that was the Storm versus the, what was the first game? Bunny? No. Storm and...
Brisbane?
Yeah. And Broncos were terrible.
They did.
I was really thinking the Broncos would play well that game, and the Storm just came out. And apparently the Storm have never lost a game at home in round one for like ever.
Oh, okay.
So I should have looked at that and actually tipped them. But no, I tipped the Broncos because I thought the Broncos were going to have a good year. But no, it was a pretty shocking game for the Broncos first up. But the Storm, I don't know. I just hate tipping the Storm.
I know you don't like them, but you have to put that aside for this program.
Do I?
You do. Well, sort of. I put it aside for some teams that I don't like, and I still have to speak nicely of them. Anyway, I thought Jerome Hughes at the back had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
There was a few coaches, like there was a lot of the whole coach merry-go-round thing happens, and a lot of new coaches lost in their new positions.
Well, and old coaches lost in their old positions.
Of course, but I mean...
No. Well, I'm talking about the, like you say, the merry-go-round. Des Hasler.
Yeah, so Desi lost.
Yeah.
Ivan Cleary lost with Parramatta. John Morris, new coach, brand new coach, he lost. Mm-hmm. Who else? They're the ones I've written.
Not all, but yeah, obviously Seibold, Broncos lost.
Yes.
But Bennett won with the Rabbitohs.
Yes.
Do you reckon he's going to be a force this year? Like, doing the Bennett magic, or?
He's a bit of a divisive.
You're shaking
character.
Your head. You need to talk on radio. You need to talk.
I don't
use
think,
your words, Joel. No.
Speaking of using your words, Wayne Bennett needs to use his words, because that's the problem. He just doesn't open up to anyone. He's just like a closed book.
Well, I don't know. His dealing of... So he was Broncos last year. Yeah. His dealing with... probably not talk about his name now anyway, after all those charges.
Or,
I thought that was
exactly
pathetic.
Yeah.
And...
I feel like we've brought this up on this show already.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to go back into it. Yeah, but I just think if that's your ethos as a coach, like, you know, but then he's got premierships behind him.
Oh yeah, he's got a
good a long time ago.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Well, no, didn't he bring the Broncos to
not
since finals? It was like about 7 years ago since they've won a grand final.
Man, I wonder why they kept him so long. No, seriously, usually it's like two and done. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nowadays it is. Life without Sean Johnson at the Warriors seems fine.
How good was
40
that?
Points on Canterbury?
Yeah, but you know why, though.
Why?
So I don't know if you guys know, but they opened up the grounds free that day.
Oh, did they?
They wanted to make everyone feel safe to
Fantastic.
Come to the game. I heard Steve Kearney's post-game speech, and he was pretty lost for words. And I think literally the boys got on the field with, and I'm going to use the word, the Māori word, mana, the power, the want to do it. They went out there to win for Christchurch.
Yeah.
They literally did.
Yeah,
so
a lot
I'm
of passion in that game.
There was, that was pure heart.
Yeah, well, I think I heard, was one of the players, I can't even think of who it was now, just saying, we just wanted to, like, you know, we just went out there to, it wasn't really about winning or losing. We just wanted to put on a really good show so people could see and be happy for a little while.
But I think that's the whole Warriors thing. Get out of your head, boys. Like, they are always in their own heads. And I think, I don't know if that's a New Zealand mentality as well with sports people, but that's a whole other topic. But they're out of their heads doing it for the passion. That's how good they can be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I love them.
Yeah.
When they're like that.
Yeah, Warriors always come out of the blocks really fast, and then they always get run down at the end. It's just like a thing they've done.
And then they pick it up when everyone else goes off and does Origin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. Origin period is their period.
Yeah.
Kickers still not being protected. That was a big thing over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
A few players have suffered major injuries already in round one.
How much must it hurt to break the... to bust a pectoral muscle.
Yes.
Oh, it must just hurt
that
a
hurts.
Whole lot.
Who
because
did
Nathan
that?
Nathan Brown, he's a big lad, plays lock, you know, he's a pretty solid fella, and he was in agony.
You know when you guys, like, you hear about other guys getting kicked in the balls and
stuff?
Well,
we'll get to that.
Yeah, that was my, for woman. Pectoral muscle. Chest,
It just looks like it hurts a lot.
I'm now grabbing my boob.
Not to mention Tyson Frizzell and his
ruptured
testicle.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable.
I cringe
at
that.
See, that's you guys grabbing your balls. I'm grabbing my boob, okay?
my hands are in the air. I'm not grabbing anything. Thank you very much.
That's the problem, John.
Michael Jennings send-off.
Oh, what a load.
Really?
He was so mad.
I'm a massive fan of this.
Why? No. Again, round one, two hits, very similar. One, sin bin, suspension. Another one, nothing.
Yep. Oh, wait, what are we talking about?
Latrell Mitchell did exactly the same hit. High hit, knocked the chin, you know.
The send-off is better than the ban.
But what I like the fact that if someone is proper injured and is taken off, that the other team should also be punished.
Okay,
because you could lose like
what
your
if it's
best
a clean
player.
Hit?
If it's accidental, totally fine.
See, this is the problem. Those got the refs are on the field trying to make the decision.
But that was accidental, Jenkins.
And I thought that was accidental as well. So maybe 10 minutes is okay, or maybe 5 minutes.
I think it was a lesser of two evils, really.
Yeah,
but not to his beloved Parramatta Eels.
But there are certain players in the game who purposely go out and try and hurt other players.
Like Maloney in the
Okay, well, I don't
want to
name
game.
Names, but it does happen. There are certain players who will go out and try... No,
name
I'm not
the
going
names.
To. Because they're
Why?
Big fans
like,
of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not scared.
I'm just talking about specific examples where players will go up for their head. And that's what Maloney does. And that's what a lot of players do.
And then in that case, they should be sin-binned or sent off for the rest of the game.
Yeah, but you as a ref on the call, you can't make that call. Like, that's discriminatory.
Well, that's why you have the video ref.
Sure.
Let's move into AFLW.
He's very upset about this, isn't he?
No, I'm passionate.
Yeah.
The AFLW. Now they're going into the semis this weekend. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, but the whole conference thing is a joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got way too many notes to try and
percentages.
Find. It goes on percentages.
Yeah.
And teams like so the teams that we have in the semis are going to be Geelong and Carlton. And Adelaide and Fremantle. So Adelaide and Fremantle are Conference A.
Yep.
Geelong and Carlton Conference B.
Conference A was far stronger.
Yes, that's the thing. So you got these... So a team like, I think it was... Is it Geelong who hardly won anything?
Yep.
And they can still win the premiership.
Yep.
Because of... Just put them together and do it properly.
It's not that many teams.
It doesn't
that you
make
can't
any
have
sense
one,
what they were doing. They've just continually made muck up after muck up with this.
Yeah.
And just understand, like... Yeah. Okay, it's a headache for me.
Yes. And a team like the Kangaroos, who are playing so well, don't even make
Melbourne. They're amazingly. It's not fair.
No, it's ridiculous. Anyway, the semis are this weekend.
As the main season AFL starts.
That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah.
So the semis are all in the first couple of weeks.
No, it should be because the men's have already started for AFL. So
yes.
On Friday.
Before last year, it was right on, and then they started.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So because there's a whole eight teams now, eight teams. You know, they have to expand it, which is anyway. See, I'm passionate about that. Thanks, John.
Carlton versus Fremantle, 2:45 on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Adelaide versus Geelong at 1:10 at Adelaide Oval.
Nice.
There you go.
Oh, I could have been there.
Yes, you could have.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing. I actually went to a game down there.
Oh, yeah? Which game?
Yeah. They lost. No, they won. Adelaide won their first game. I can't remember who the other team was, but Adelaide won. They smashed them. It might have been... No, I can't remember.
Okay.
No.
In
I only turned up. Here's the thing. Right? I turned up three quarters in because I forgot that the games are shorter for women.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is BS. Like, I thought I was rocking up to like first quarter, but no. So when I say that women's games are shorter, they are much shorter.
They are, yes.
Yeah, right.
In the AFL, so yeah, as T said, it's already kicked off. They've got all these new rules this year as well, right?
Lots of rules.
9 rule changes. There's one where you can now play on straight after the opposition has kicked the ball, have kicked it behind. So you used to like have to kick it to yourself or something, or wait.
Yeah.
Now you can just go straight away.
I think that might have gone last. I thought it went last year.
Oh,
but
like
okay.
Where you no, little chip into your hands and keep going.
Yeah.
Now you can just run.
Yeah, now you can just go.
Okay.
Another is the mandatory alignment of teams at the centre bounce. So teams must have six defenders, six forwards, and six midfielders between the arc, and it's called the 6-6-6 rule. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Nice work.
Was that what you spent that whole time setting that up for? Wow, the payoff.
Bit of Slipknot onto SER. Love it. Never heard.
It really should be a heavy show on Thursday.
I'm actually surprised. Are you sure there's not?
There isn't. There is not.
I think there used to be a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe.
It is. How much is it really a difference? Really? Honestly, I looked at the lineup and I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Because the girls
We used to play. When our first season, we played the same numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
And
we'll see how it goes. Okay. Well, I guess it's game time, guys.
What?
Yeah.
Joel's been getting better with his games, by the way.
Really? Because you gave it to me last week for something.
No, it was, the questions were good last week.
Oh, thank you. Well, they're going to be good again this week because... Another sports quiz about nothing in particular.
Can you steal that theme music?
Sorry? I have to ask Joel.
Yeah.
Where he got it from. She wants to steal the theme music.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can steal it.
Thanks.
I mean, I bought it. I paid for it. That's why I'm allowed to play it.
Oh.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
That was a pointless question. play it again.
Really?
No.
No, I'll play it later. I'll play it as an outro.
Okay.
Okay. Are we ready? Are we ready?
Yeah.
These are just random questions. So,
why are your hands on
the buzzer?
What?
My hands are on the buzzer.
You didn't have buzzers in Pointless, so
no.
You should be used to not having buzzers.
None of the games I've had have had buzzers. Oh, one. Yes.
All right. In which year did Maradona score a goal with his hand?
Oh, which year?
We got
no multiple choice?
I can give you multiple choice. I didn't really think about that.
It's something divisible by four.
1970. Is it 1-7 or was it 1-8?
I'm going to tell you it's in the 80s.
Yeah, 80.
Ah, okay.
I want to 83.
86.
Okay. One of you gets this. That's you too, sorry.
Yeah.
And Mick.
Yeah. Great job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
I want a great job, T. Come on.
I don't know if they said that. Did they say that? Did they say that patronizing?
I just want to point out for anyone who has, I can't believe we're talking about this again, but anyway. See, Mick almost pushed me out of the way so he can run over and hug Mark. just go back and watch that. In fact, I'll send you, we need to put that up on this because you need to see, honestly.
Right. It's true.
Literally pushes me out of the way.
Wrap my arms around that hulky body.
Do you know why?
Mick's very excited.
That's why. All right. Next question. Really dumb one question. What is the national sport in Japan?
Baseball.
Oh. Hang on, I haven't answered yet.
That's okay. That's for him.
I want to say Aikido. Karate?
It's a martial art.
What is it?
Sumo wrestling.
Okay.
I was close.
I do love baseball, though. Go Cup.
Yeah.
They do, yes.
Hiroshima Cup.
And I'm going to be completely honest, I haven't fact-checked these, so... You've just got to get the answer that I have, okay?
Right.
In which country were the first Olympic Games held?
Athens.
Rome.
Athens isn't a country.
Oh, country.
And neither is Rome. And Rome's not even in Greece.
Greece. Actually, I got it right.
Excuse me. You didn't specify whether it was the ancient or the modern time ones.
Modern. Either way, it's still Greece.
Damn it. Oh, God. I've
been there, the Panathenaic Stadium.
I just want everyone to remember I've been on three quiz shows and I've done okay. So this is, for some reason I come into here and my brain just goes, bleh.
All right. How many players are on each side of the net in beach volleyball?
Two.
Yes. Yeah,
thank you. I got that first.
Oh.
You did. Hang on.
Played.
I'll do this.
Great job, T.
Great job, T. Very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
Well done, buddy. That's a great answer. All right.
Is that going to get old? Because I love it.
At what number does Juan begin when playing darts?
Eight.
So add a number.
501, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, Mick. Well done.
Oh, of course. Okay, one day I'll get these right.
How much time? We'll do one more.
one that I can get, please.
Okay. How many players has a hockey team got on the ice?
Ice hockey? Ooh. Oh, on the ice.
Shut up. When they're on ice.
Five.
Again, I haven't fact-checked.
I'm pretty sure it's
but
five.
But my answer here is six. So, six.
Oh, including a goalie, I reckon.
Yeah, I guess it's five and goalie.
Well done.
Shut up.
That's a long one.
Oh, hey. But that is the end of the game.
Oh, thanks. That was quick.
It was quick. Also at the end of the show. T, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, pleasure, mate.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks, T.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Okay, bye.
Can you believe? Brown cow.
Die. Hello.
That's right. We're here. We're queer, and we will never die.
I'm against it.
We're just against it. We just added that from our favorite Twitter personality, which is Patty.
Henderson.
Henderson.
I think. I'm sure she's. No, not Henderson. I always get it wrong because her Twitter handle is Party Hardison.
Yes.
Patty Harrison. She's a trans comedian. She's so funny.
Call and your senators. Vote them out. We will never die.
We're here, we're queer, and we will never die. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. My name is Ruby Innes.
Hello. My name's Patrick. I'm also here, but I'm on my phone because some of us have to, like, tweet and stuff.
That's
to keep
a really,
the youth
really
engaged.
Long last name.
Hmm? My last name's Clancy.
Oh, okay.
Don't turn me. Don't.
I don't plan to turn you, Patrick, because it's not real. Turning
me.
People isn't real.
No, it's not. You can't turn anyone.
No.
The only thing that I can, the only thing that's contagious about my homosexuality is the vicious, contagious blood disease I have. I tried to not make it a joke like that.
It ended up being a joke.
My blood's full of acid.
I
don't have blood, just have acid.
It's just acid blood.
I once had a vivid dream that my spit was acid.
Okay.
And I think it's real.
So you had that dream, but you think it's also real?
Yes.
Okay.
Not necessarily for me. I don't know if I see that for me. But I do think. Why are you laughing?
Okay, I'm laughing because we were watching a Comedy Central video of Patty Harrison and Joel Kim Booster, and in the recommended videos is recommended for you a picture of Bart Simpson in a hospital bed and Marge and Homer next to him. And the video is called Bart Did Not Wake Up.
Okay. So I'll tell you what that's about. I've had a couple of, like, free hours in the last couple of days where I don't have enough time to do something meaningful, but I want to relax. So I watch, like, Simpsons, like, clips. It's, like, full episodes, but they're weirdly edited, so they're only 12 minutes long.
Right.
It's not, like, edited to be funny. It's just edited to be shorter.
I can't believe Bart Simpson is fucking dead.
And, like, I think they're done by people who are international or robots who don't speak English
Robot.
Very well. And all the titles are just like plot points from the episodes, but summarized really weirdly. Like, he did not like his hair.
I would love if it was, if there was some article on, like, I don't know, some bullshit website that was like, this robot is now making, is now turning your favorite cartoons into short videos on YouTube. Only twist is, in these videos, your favorite cartoon character is fucking dead.
I know. Like, like that's editing, what it sounds like.
Editing every single episode to make them die.
Like, here's some. There's Family Guy, Donna beats Chris.
Jesus Christ.
Quagmire's penis is bitten off by a shark.
Oh, my God.
It's like, they're just edited so oddly, but I love it so much.
This is actually a very interesting coincidence because, speaking of cartoon characters, tonight's episode, we decided to go for a little fun thing and we asked the Twitterverse and also the Instagram, the Instaverse, about, we asked them what childhood cartoon characters or childhood TV characters do you think should have been gay?
A very ominous one here. Homer transforms.
Into what?
I don't know. Okay. But we're going to start off
but we're going to talk about him, but we're going to start on music.
Music.
We're going to start on music.
What is the music that we will be playing there, my dear Missinners?
I think the first one we're going to play, simply because I am in control now, is Donna Tartt's new single with Evangeline called Do What I Want.
Do you do what you want?
I do what I want, which is exactly why I'm going to be playing this song.
Yeah,
do what I want. This is Do What I Want from Donna Tartt and Evangeline. You are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER.
107.3.
Cherry pie lipstick, and we brum 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 in my new whip, so we can pop 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 to the party and kiss.
Listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Ruby Innes.
And me, Patrick Clancy. I'm also here in the studio.
And so am I.
It's great.
And I'm also here.
in the studio.
I'm Gooby. I'm Ruby's twin sister that sounds exactly like her. It's pretty incredible.
If you saw any of my homemade promos that I made on the train for the show today, you would have seen that it was it was me on a train and then a ghostly image of Ruby's face.
But my whole face.
And it was just like put over the image so it was translucent and you can see me and Ruby at the same time. So despite what that image suggested, Ruby is not a large ghostly face. She is here in the
studio
today.
I'm a human woman.
She's a human woman.
I'm a human woman. Oh, hey, Ruby, what are you? I'm a human woman. I'm a human, but I'm not a woman.
I am a man.
I'm a human woman.
It's only me, but also several million other people.
Exactly. Yep. So, it's time to talk about who we and also our sweet replies to our questions think should have been gay in our childhood cartoons that we loved so much.
So many of the cartoons that we watched as kids, or now, I still watch cartoons occasionally because they're fun and lighthearted and, like, we all need that. A lot of the characters that you looked at growing up and now, they were a little bit...
Yeah, or you just wanted them to be.
You just wanted them to be gay.
You just simply wanted them to be. Like, which is kind of fair.
But it's kind of fair, and it would have been good when I was growing up.
Very interesting. We are seeing a lot of LGBTQI plus representation in cartoons nowadays.
That's very true.
Not to spoil anything, but there is some representation in Adventure Time. There is also some representation in Steven Universe.
And I know there have been some Disney shows that have now had the Zack and Cody-esque sort of genre where it's like,
yeah,
teenagers going through high school, which have had gay characters in them now, which
and,
is really good.
She-Ra is quite, I think, has a few gender-neutral characters, which is very cool.
That is nice. Pokemon?
Yeah.
Some Pokemon don't have genders.
Jigglypuff is definitely a lesbian.
Sylveon is trans.
I believe that.
Fun fact, just real fun fact, there was a point where Sylveon, the fairy type Eeveelution, was released, and if you tweeted Sylveon was trans, you would get automatically put on a block list by the alt-right. I still think that's so funny.
That's the best place to be, honestly.
Truly.
So, we've actually compiled a list of characters that people from the internet to us have thought should be gay, and that's great. So let's start. Let's just rattle off a few. I feel
like go off.
Simply go off and rattle off.
Simply
a few. Simply go off. Mayhaps. The first one is a personal favorite of mine. Actually, Ikkis from Our Real Monsters.
Now I can't say that I have seen. I'm a youthful sprout of 20, so
that's
a lot of these. I was
disgusting.
Talking to someone the other day about Round the Twist, and they were like, "Oh, I loved watching this," and I was just like, "It was before my time a little bit."
Yeah,
but I do remember Our Real Monsters, and I believe any monster can be gay. So.
The thing is, what is truly in my heart to be true is I think all of the monsters from Our Real Monsters were gay, lesbian. I think they were all part of the community. I truly believe that all of them were gender neutral.
And the same goes for, I can't remember, I think it was Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Blue. Gay blob.
Yeah, absolutely.
No gender. He's a blob.
Another one that we actually got a few times was Lily from Hannah Montana, and I entirely agree.
And I disagree because guess what? She's not a cartoon. She's a real human.
Okay, fair. But like in terms of like childhood characters,
see, I don't actually say it. I honestly don't. I don't. I just don't.
I do.
Which is not to say like you can't.
I just truly believe that like. The whole, like, being a tomboy as a teenager, kind of, like, for a lot of queer women is like, very much like a,
I mean, she was a girl who skated.
If I'm a kind of boyish girl.
Yeah.
Some of the girls kind of like me for that. Oh, maybe I like the girls for that. Very interesting, very interesting.
Speaking about tomboys, Buttercup from Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, true.
The bitter green one, who I personally identify with very much so.
See, I for the longest, when I was still an emo, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I still am, but...
Never forget.
But, like, I always identified with Buttercup until mm-hmm. I realized that I'm absolutely Blossom.
Right.
Absolutely Blossom.
That's the orange one?
The orange one.
You're a leader. I am the green one. Mm. I don't care.
And you, the listener, are Bubbles.
You're a bimbo.
You're a bimbo.
And if you take that as an insult, you're wrong. Because a bimbo is a massive compliment.
So bimbo's back, and we love that.
Bimbo's back. I'm a himbo, and I aim to be a professional himbo in a matter of years.
And I'm just a bimbo.
And Ruby's just a bimbo. But also, bimbo and himbo, gender neutral.
I am only baby.
I'm only baby.
So we're going to go for one more before we jump back into some music. Sailor Jupiter and Mercury. Now, this is very interesting to me because there was a lot of representation of the community in Sailor Moon, which is very cool.
See, I never watched Sailor Moon growing up. But like, I want to get back into it now because I'm just like, it looks so great.
I downloaded all of Sailor...
I bought all of Sailor Moon.
I bought all of Sailor Moon in a very special way. Please don't come for me. I bought all of Sailor Moon in a very special way, which made it so all of it was on my computer, but it was also 32 gigs worth of files. So
32 gigs worth of DVDs.
And that took up my entire computer.
DVD player.
I didn't even think to buy an external hard drive, so I just deleted all of it because I'm a fool. I'm an innie. But there is a lot of representation in terms of like Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus. They are Goyle friends, and I love that. But Sailor Jupiter and Mercury, I totally agree with this one because there is a little bit of like chemistry there that's very much like, please... be together. Jaffeel. Definitely feel. All right. I think we should play some music now.
Music time. What's next, Ruby?
What is next, Ruby? That's a great question. We're going to play a song from Huntley called Giving Circle. I almost said a very naughty word, and I'm not going to.
Oh, the C word?
Yeah, the C word. Mm. So Giving Circle is one of the singles of Huntley's new album, Low Grade Buzz. It's a fantastic album. Mm-hmm. Like it's very, very good. We've been listening to a little bit of it, and it just came out really, really recently. So this track is called Giving Circle, and you, my sweet egg, listening to It's a Gay Area on, what is it?
2SER 107.3 FM.
It doesn't distract me all the time. Oh, the battle lines are drawn. We keep our heads down. I feel myself wanna run, so I don't give in to it. Oh, the battle lines are drawn. The silence gets louder. I pull my shirt over my face just so you didn't see me giving to it, giving to it. Aha! It doesn't distract me all the time. Oh, the battle lines are drawn. We keep our heads down. I feel myself wanna run, so I don't give in to it. Oh, the battle lines are drawn. The silence gets louder. I pull my shirt.
can see me giving to it, giving to it. Aha!
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SEO 107.3. My name is Ruby Innes.
My name is Patrick Clancy.
And that was Giving Circle by Huntley.
Yeah. And it was good.
It was great.
It was nice and vibey. I enjoyed it. And we're gonna gay up some more cartoon characters.
We got a few more to rattle off for you. Shego.
Oh, my God.
Kim Possible.
Oh, my absolute God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was so much, like, I'm not going to say sexual tension, but there was so much, like, romantic tension between her and Kim Possible.
Lady.
Such a just, like, green lady. I love the green lady.
I just love green ladies.
And also another one that was brought up, Daria and Jane. And someone said, I know this is an obvious one. Yeah, it's kind of obvious. Because, like, I feel like every young bi girl that watched that show was, like, probably hoping that they ended up together.
Yeah, and there was, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, in saying that, there's nothing wrong with platonic female friendship.
Absolutely not.
I think platonic female friendship, some of the most important friendships in the world, but also Daria and Jane absolutely should have ended up together.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, speaking of obvious ones, this isn't, like, what I wish were gay, but at the end of Legend of Korra, Korra and Asumi?
And everybody falking died.
Everybody falking died.
Everybody falking died after that. They were like, is she going to go with Marco? Is she going to go with Bubba? I forgot his name. Bowling. Is she going to go with Marco? Is she going to go with Bowling?
I don't think his name was Marco.
Marco, isn't it? M-A-K-O?
Oh, yeah. It was.
And she was like, psych, I'm good.
Bye erasure is not okay,
bye,
Ruby.
I'm sorry. Yeah, look, true. Psych, I'm bi, and then went off with the most beautiful woman in the entirety of that.
Speaking
season.
Of, like, obvious ones, there's, like, not obvious, but, like, Bart from The Simpsons, I feel, very... They did a whole episode on how he might be gay, and Homer was terrified that he would be gay. This is back when it was...
A bit, yeah.
Yeah, it was still a bit, like... I mean, like, attitudes were older, so it was still seen like, oh, gay son, that's not great. Like, I'll tolerate it, but, like...
Yeah.
The resolution of the episode was like, oh, I don't care if you're gay, that's fine, I guess.
And it's, it's like, oh, haha, funny comedy. And it's like, yeah, actually, that's a pretty bad attitude to have to it still.
Oh, my God.
Minnie Mouse and Daisy Duck.
And Daisy Duck.
Minnie Mouse and Daisy Duck.
Kingdom Hearts, make it happen.
Minnie
Mouse
and Daisy Duck, make it happen. I don't care if cross species is weird. Minnie Duck, Maisie Mouse, I want this shit to happen.
Bugs Bunny.
He-Man.
Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, I think. If you've never seen the video of Daffy Duck stripping to... it's not stripping. It's like taking off his feathers, like seductively to the song Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I really wonder how many men there are in the world that are very confused about their sexuality purely because they may or may not have found Bugs Bunny in drag attractive.
I know. And that photo of Bugs Bunny with like quite a bit of a saggy breast, tied plaited hair, cigarette, just like... Yeah.
It's like,
But yes, He-Man and Skeletor.
He-Man and Skeletor.
Lovers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scorned lovers. Someone here also just wrote all of them. And you know what? Yeah. Okay.
Or especially all of the anime.
Especially all of the anime. I think that's really brave and really true.
That's very good.
That's so brave.
So brave.
So brave.
Hashtag.
So brave. Bill and Ben the Flower Pot Men. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, only thing is, are they friends or are they brothers?
I think they're brothers.
Yeah.
I
think they're brothers.
Listen, I respect most of everyone's choices, but... If you are gay, just don't do it with your brother or sister or sibling or mother or father or family.
What's our opinions on...
cousins?
I
joke.
What's our opinion on gays that date people that look exactly like them?
I'm not like, oh, you shouldn't do that, but I do think it's kind of funny. It's like,
yeah, it's funny seeing
so
it.
Similar.
It's like, whoa.
I mean, my last partner was also very slim.
Yeah.
But I'm quite a bit taller.
You're very
and
tall.
Like, it's just very odd. I am very much a proponent of self-love. I can be a little bit narcissistic at times, but I don't understand the length of narcissism it takes to, like...
Bring it down a notch. Like, if it's to a point where you're dating someone that looks exactly like you, bring it down a notch.
Like, in an episode of Broad City, there was Alana who found a woman who looked exactly like her, and they started a steamy sexual relationship.
And then it was weird because they looked exactly the same. Yeah. Someone also said Maisie, and I'm pretty sure this is like Maisie the Bunny.
I have no idea who that is.
No, it's I think she's like
Gudetama.
Do you mean like the egg?
Yeah, the egg.
The egg?
Yeah, the egg.
I
Gudetama the egg.
Oh,
is...
no, Maisie Mouse. Of course, Maisie Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Definite gay.
Oh, Hello Kitty and Miffy.
Tales from Sonic.
You know what really messed me up? I didn't know that Miffy was made by someone other than Sanrio.
Huh.
Yeah. Dutch company. Crazy.
Well... We're out of time.
We're out of time. But it's time for some music.
So this song is from Aja, a wonderful queer artist who you may have seen on Drag Race Season 9 and All Stars 3. Now they're releasing music.
They're currently touring.
Currently touring in Australia. Yeah. I had the luck to see them last night in Sydney. It was an amazing show. They're in Melbourne and they also have shows left in Brisbane and Adelaide, I believe. So
check them out.
Check them out. Go get tickets if you haven't got them already.
Big thank you to our producers, Rhiannon and Mike. And stay tuned for our sweet, sweet boys at Hardcore Classic.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. This has been It's a Gay Area with Patrick and Ruby. We'll be back next week on 2SER 107.3.
And also, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Chew you runs like Laffy Taffy, swallow you like pixie sticks. I run this shit like Willy Wonka, you just want my golden ticket. Try to steal my bottle caps, I'm out here on some shopping spree. My kind of flow leaves you kazoozle, got you nerd right on your knees. I got that golden ticket, life's so sweet you wanna lick it. I got that golden ticket, life's so sweet you wanna lick it. They wanna break, I tell them eat. Frosting on the wrist back. You not a smarty, I ain't with all the chit chat. Goons will make the star burst with the click clack. I guess I got you looking like a crunch bar. And I see you sour patches looking
subpar. Been on that magic, Melissa Joan Hart. Your crew is looking tragic, so I'm a bombard. That wasn't shady, I just threw a couple M&Ms. Popping like Big Red, flow on cinnamon. They want a golden ticket, but they do the minimum. Yeah, I'm sweet, they gonna need the insulin. I chew you once like Laffy Taffy, swallow you like Pixie Sticks. I run this shit like Willy Wonka, you just want my golden ticket. Try to steal my bottle caps, I'm out here on some shopping spree. My kind of flow leaves you kazoozle, got you nerds right on your knees. I got that golden ticket. Life so sweet, you wanna lick it. For the snakes, they run. When you wanna bite, I got that golden ticket. Flop you a joke. Life so sweet, you wanna lick it. I got that golden ticket. With them, all I hear is crickets. And I don't believe in limits. I am blessed and stacking digits. And my pop rocks are so frigid. And these stickers are so rigid. I think I need an open loop or two. Set it right for you, bitches.